All right, now this is what I've learnt yesterday about the background to all this. All right, there's a Crows player who used to be a Hawk. Okay, you can work out who that might be. He has coffee with a couple of Hawk players after the game. Okay, and then the Hawks players apparently have a conversation with Luke Beveridge because they've got a relationship with him. So in the course of that, there's some conversation about what may have been said, Chaney. Okay, so then... Then Michael Taglia, he gets interviewed by the president and the CEO and another fellow whose name escapes me. So this is all about, okay, what did you tell?
What did you tell?
What didn't you say? Well, look, you know, I didn't really say anything. You know, I talk to my brother all the time. We're pretty close. Mm. You know, I always have two or three conversations, maybe more with him during the week. And so the Crows, then they interview Daniel and they say, okay, Daniel, what's been said? And then they interview Dick. Chaney as well, and they get his side of the story, and they say, okay, nothing to see here, okay. The AFL Players Association, they interview the three of them as well, and they're satisfied that nothing happened other than the boys having normal conversations that they might have as brothers, and one might say, okay, this is where, you know, I think the detail of this is that, you know, Dixon was going to tag Brody Smith, okay? That's part of what this conversation is all about, all right?
Right.
Now, do you know how many goals Dixon kicked?
He kicked a few.
He kicked five.
Yeah.
So whatever information the Crows had about that,
very good.
It didn't really help them on the night. Okay, so the bottom line is...
So did any documentation pass hands? Was it actually the passing of... Was there a written game plan that Michael said, give me a fax number and I'll send it over to you, Daniel?
Not in the information
that
I have received in the conversation... that I had, okay? So that didn't happen.
Yep.
And so now it's been taken to the AFL, and now their integrity department is going to obviously do whatever they need to do. God only knows what they thought when they got the call. The AFL players have released a statement saying this is nothing more than two brothers having a general conversation about football as they do every other week. Mm. Now, I'm not quite sure where the Bulldogs hope that this goes. I can say that the Taglia brothers are fuming. They are furious. They would have loved to have been able to go out there and tell their side of the story. But this is still involved in an investigation well. And as you rightly said, Michael's gone off to Fiji. Bali.
Bali. Yeah, I thought it was Bali. Yeah.
Daniel, I believe, you know, may talk over the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. That would be an interesting interview. And the family, obviously their family is upset beyond belief as well that the boys would be in this position and being accused of the things that they've been accused of.
Can you understand the view held by people like Robbo that this is... I mean, Robbo was really wound up about it. He's been wound up about this for 2 days now.
Act of treason.
Yeah, treachery. I mean, can you understand...
Well, if
that position?
If he has more information about what has taken place in as much as... You know, there's been recorded team meetings and that's been passed on and there's been documentation and the whole setup. And I don't believe that's taken place. So if it's a conversation that two brothers might have about the game and, you know, this is what I thought's going to happen or this is what's going to happen. And I just don't understand how it's got to this point.
We'll have a chat about it. 9429 1116. You've heard, you know, various sides of this one. You've read stuff in the paper. You've seen 360. You've heard what I'll explain it. Hopefully, we'll get to hear from the Taglia brothers or a representative of theirs in the next 24 hours at some stage. That'd be fantastic.
Can we just pose this question to our audience?
Of course.
Do people out there believe that this should be part of an AFL integrity investigation?
Not the way you've described it, not at all.